house.
The ladies outnumber us by one. So let's dive into this real quick, because this is geared towards the ladies. All right, we're gonna touch on topic number six.
Do we need more liquor?
Actually, the ladies might.
Oh, okay.
The ladies might.
We got a full bottle back there.
Ladies,
let me get a refill, sir.
Ladies,
oh, you need a refill?
Grundy.
Oh, yeah, you. I get excited.
This man loves his liquor, but ladies, all right. So
I gotta drive home. Doing this tequila this evening.
I respect it.
Stick to my wine.
How early do you know if you're going to give up them draws when you meet a man? And be honest, how early do you know?
You kind of know the first day.
Thank you for admitting it.
It's the rule of three.
What's the rule of three?
That's cap.
What's the rule of three?
That's cap.
I've never heard of this. I'm not that smart.
Oh, shit.
I don't know what that is.
I don't know what the rule of three is.
Whatever it is, it's cap.
Oh, my goodness.
I went to private school. Okay. We didn't learn that much.
So you're about to know the scoop of the rule
Drop
of three.
Drop a gem.
Whatever it is.
I'm about to get inside
So
source.
Within the first 3 seconds meeting someone,
okay,
you know if you want to talk to them.
Did Hitch talk about this in Hitch?
Within the first 3 minutes of talking to someone, you know if you want to sleep with them or not.
Thank you. Thank you.
You know within the first 3 minutes if this is somebody that you would sleep with.
Thank you.
Like I'm telling you right now, I know within the first 3 minutes of me talking to somebody if I want to sleep.
I got so many follow up questions. I don't know where to start.
I got a follow up questions.
I don't know where to start.
Hold on. That was a shot, but I seen you just like what's going on? Just take that whole shot with you.
3 minutes just went by real fast.
I said, just take that whole shot.
What you got to say? What you got
to
say?
You're talking about some other shit. We
like
trying
this.
To talk about
I feel
some
like
real
it's
shit.
Two sides to that, because of course you could look at somebody and be like, damn, like they can get it. But you might start talking to that motherfucker and be like,
His breath might stink.
Or listen.
I'm gonna let you get it off.
Be talking to this motherfucker and be like, damn, this person still could get it. But once you get more in depth and you start thinking, you like, I'm not even finna get a single no pussy.
But at the same,
after the first three hours, you know if that's solidified.
I understand that. But here's why I always say, when people say, oh, it's about the personality, that's to me, that's cap. But let me explain.
I thought you were going to say chemistry.
Let me explain.
That's bullshit.
The reason why it's cap is because if I see any one of y'all five queens walking down the street, I'm not going to think. I can't read your mind. I'm not going to be like, oh, her mind is crazy. Let me approach her. I'm approaching
that's
off how
you
look.
Talk to people before you fuck them.
No, that's not what I'm saying. But I'm not going to want to talk to you off how you think. I can't read your mind.
Off the physical
I'm
going to want to
approach you. I'm going to want to approach you based off how you look.
Yeah, look at this brown skin right here.
So how about 3 hours, we'll say. 3 hours of a conversation. I'll say 3 hours of a conversation.
Not even that. To go up, to take it back to the first 3 seconds, you're right. The first 3 seconds, is I could eye you up and down 3 seconds, like yo,
she's fire. I'm about to walk
it's
up on her.
Yeah, I will be intimate
I'd
with
be
her.
Like I need you.
I will be intimate with her. But then the next 3 minutes to 3 hours, that's when you determine, all right, this nigga's an idiot, or this woman's not really on the level intellectually that I would want to be on, so I might not really.
If you any,
pursue
if
it
you
that
any
way,
type
but.
Of melanating, you got, and you look cute, hey.
So see,
the first 3 minutes, it's like, hey, and then after that, it's like, well, what's your mind
looking
like?
I have a question.
What you trying to say, bro?
So what I was going to say, as a woman.
Talk about it.
I am in touch with my sexual side. I've never been ashamed to be in touch with that side. Like, I've never been the type to say, oh, if you sleep with somebody on the first night, you're a hoe. Or, if you don't sleep with
somebody
about
that last night.
For 3 months, sign? Then you're a saint. I just feel like if it comes to that point where it's like, all right, I guess this is about to happen, you just see what happens at that point. Like, I don't necessarily need 3 minutes or 3 hours or 3 days or 3 months or whatever. It could just be like, at that time, that might just be what I want.
Right.
And it's just like, why is that okay for
and we're
a
here
guy
to do
to be
our
like,
job?
You know, I just want to smash. I don't even care. I just want
to
smash. But
talking
for
to
girls,
the mic.
It's like, oh, I just want to smash. Oh, that's the hoe. Like, it's just like, person's cool. I feel like
with my overthinking ass, I be thinking about, you know, you can have sex, you can have safe sex, you can be sexual, and there's absolutely nothing wrong with being sexual. But you also have to know that there are certain consequences that may come with sex. You might can get pregnant. You don't know shit about this person, their mental health, what runs in their family. You don't know none of that.
Prime,
you don't
know hold none on, of that.
Hold on. With having sex with somebody the first time you meet them.
You
should have
been here last night, Sean.
Oh, there's nothing wrong with it. Because sometimes you're a clit jumper and you want to have sex. That's okay. That's a fact.
She says sometimes you're clit.
Sometimes when you start thinking too much, it's like, oh shit. You know your clit be thumping. Don't do that.
Prime example is when y'all on vacation, though. But it's a sacred energy.
It's a sacred energy exchange at the end of the day. That's what it is. That's what sex means. It's a sacred energy exchange. So it's just like, be mindful of that.
But I was just like, I'm saying prime example of the 3-minute rule. Like if you on vacation, like if you on a cruise or whatever.
I ain't fucking nobody.
I'm not fucking nobody on a cruise.
Have you ever been on a cruise?
Yes, I've been on a cruise.
You ain't fuck nobody on that cruise.
I didn't fuck nobody on the cruise.
If the timing.
I done heard some stories about these cruises though.
Them cruises be jumping.
How long was that cruise?
The cruise was 4 days.
Four or five days?
It was 4 days.
And you ain't fuck nobody.
I ain't fuck nobody on the cruise. Yeah,
this nigga Dan,
this nigga Dan is in rare form.
You was cool on that cruise the whole time because you can't text nobody.
This nigga Dan is in rare form.
No, but Dan keeping it real.
Where was you at? What cruise was you on? You wasn't on Carnival. You wasn't on Carnival, you was on Norwegian.
No, I was on Carnival Sensation.
Carnival Sensation. The worst cruise ever. You wasn't on Carnival. He is a fool. I was on Carnival Ecstasy and homegirl told me I was in the bathroom. She said, "You trying to meet me in the bathroom?"
I said, "I know you met her in the bathroom." I ain't meet her in the bathroom.
You
met her in your room.
This nigga capping.
She was like 45. I couldn't do it.
Still fuck. Well, because for me, I kind of want to talk to the person.
Yeah, you could talk to him for three days.
No. I don't want to be like, oh, what's your name? What you trying to do? What's up? How you doing?
You got a whole 72 hours to meet that person.
Now, I'm not a big person where it's like, okay, I have to feel the spiritual energy and I have to know that this is going to be something. I can't really just, no, I'm just saying in general. I just am the type of person that's like, all right, I feel a way. So if that's what I'm feeling in the moment and I think the person's cool enough to share that moment with, then that's one thing. I don't have to necessarily like
So you're saying on a cruise,
I'm not going to just be like, "Oh, I'm drinking, you drinking, what you trying to do?"
No, I mean, you don't got to do that. Like you can meet the person, I mean, first night talk to him, second night you talk to him, third night you talk to him, then last night, what you gonna do?
I didn't have that experience.
I ain't say I did that or nothing.
No, this nigga,
I ain't say I did that.
He telling the truth. He being real.
But I'm just saying.
That was real consistent.
But I do feel like, usually that happens. Yeah, I smashed the joint on the cruise. Your boys gonna be like, "That's what's up."
What's up, grand,
like,
bro?
Yeah, but if a female go home and say, "Yeah, like I had sex with," why you do that?
Hold up. Before we get into all that, yeah, So
did y'all put a condom on?
So.
I would hope so. Hold on.
So when I was on the cruise, we drove to Florida. We drove to Cocoa Beach.
You have a good time.
Hold up. We drove to Cocoa Beach. Boom. We drove to Cocoa Beach. Was on a cruise for 4 or 5 days. And then the girls that we that they was with, I was with four or five people. They was like, "Yo, we know you got a long drive. We from North Carolina. You can come back with us." They drove back, did whatever, whatever. Man, so
you spilling the tea.
We stayed there. They was cool. We stayed there. We drove back home. I mean, that's just how it is. I mean, they was cool as a motherfucker. We still talk to them to this day.
I bet you did.
I wasn't part
well, see,
of that.
I'm not
but
judgmental when it comes to
I was just there.
That kind of stuff. Like, I'm the friend that's like, you can come to me about anything. I'm not going to judge you. I don't, like, because I do have some friends who be like, "Oh, you did that." Like,
cut them off.
Bitch, what? Like,
yes.
Cut
you
them
know,
off.
I feel
yes.
Because like, I have friends that are really sexually fluid. I'm not all the way up there with them, but I'm like in the middle. I'm not at the bottom. But
do you mean they're just sexually free?
Oh, but I just feel like, you know, women do have a tendency to judge other women based on
what
they
do.
That's because women be hating on other women. That's why.
We
does that have to do with mental health, though?
Subconsciously,
nah, that's
we
just
do.
You just a hater.
That's just jealousy.
Okay. That's just that ain't okay. Look, Grundy, that ain't got nothing to do with your mental. You don't need no therapist.
I be wanting my friends to live their best life. I be wanting them to get everything that they deserve. Like, to me,
can I
yes,
ask a question?
As long
though?
As you being saved.
So wait, everybody, all five of y'all answer the original question. I know Brooke did. T did.
Are we gonna give up the draws on the first night?
No. Well, we could get
was
there
that
too.
The question?
But how early do you? We could get to that too, because we touched on that yesterday. But how early do you know? How early do you know? In
how early
in,
you
in,
know?
In meeting a man, do you know if you're gonna take it?
How early you know?
You know.
Cause you ain't said now.
You been real quiet.
And you. Now. Hold on. No. I'm about.
She got the lick in her.
Yeah, you got the lick in you now. What's up,
Pablo?
How you know?
Nyla, talk your shit.
How early do I know?
Yeah.
I feel like I can't really answer that question. Like, I met a guy one time. He approached me.
How you coming to you? Yo, what's up?
Bomb-ass conversation.
Doing? Okay.
He approached me. He was like, hold up. We didn't even get there yet.
This nigga Dan is dumb as shit.
Let the queen speak.
We had a bomb-ass conversation. I mean, like, down-to-earth conversation.
Sapo sexy one.
A few days went by. I mean, I wasn't really... I mean, I don't know. For me, it's about conversations. If I can have a great conversation with you and I'm telling you, you look good, then I mean, if it
happens,
it happens.
Podcast After Dark, what happened?
That's why I get into the Greek. He was like, you never been mind fucked before?
Have you been fucked before?
Yo, I'm going to be honest with you. I'm going to be honest with you on a personal. I'll mind fuck the dog shit out of you before I even touch you.
Facts.
And I've told women this. I've told women this. It's like, yo.
No, you're not.
Nah, what?
No, you're not. No, you're not.
Listen.
No, you're not.
T the truth. I'm telling you.
T the truth?
Nigga, have you heard everything she said tonight?
You're right.
Have you been listening
you're
to everything
right,
that came out of her
you're
mouth
right.
tonight? T the truth.
Like three times.
I'm trying to tell you, T the truth.
I will mind.
I'm trying to tell you.
I will play with your mind.
How about, what if I mind fucked you so much we had a 69? I mind fucked you so much we had a 69. We had to stop and take a break.
Can I ask y'all a question though? So like women, like, cause you know when you know us men, we talk about, you know, getting like, you know, I don't want to say random yams. But just yams, not just in general. Thank you, beloved. You know, our conversations are very simple because, man, we ain't that smart. You know, we about 7 to 10 years behind y'all. So our conversations be simple. Yo, you hit it right. Yo, she give you some head. Like, what you do? You know what I mean? Real simple. So women, I just want to know what do y'all ask each other?
Okay. I'll answer that.
Can you swing her the mic so she's not just screaming?
Because, I got friends that I can really talk, like, sexual stuff with. And then I have friends that's like, oh, I'm so holier than thou. I can't do that.
They can't even spell that, but continue.
No, they're not.
The
but
mic. You had the mic off this whole time? If you don't turn that damn mic on.
But I feel like I have one friend who I know I can just be open and honest with no matter what happened, no matter what's going to happen. And it could just be like, girl.
Do you go into detail with it?
Oh, she about to go into detail.
Oh. It's like, girl, let me tell you about this boy. Okay. He's trying to come over.
I feel like every girl got that friend though.
No, yeah, but no. That's not what I want to hear.
Every girl got that
my
one friend.
My question is, like, I know all of y'all got that friend. What
niggas
what,
got group chats?
What do we say?
Like, what are the questions y'all ask? What is the topic of discussion?
Okay.
She just lined it up. She just lined it up.
She just lined it up. I'm sitting next to you. Go ahead and talk.
So I feel like my issue is I'm kind of like a guy.
Talking to the mic,
like
Brooke.
I like to say I'm kind of like a nigga.
Relatable.
Or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
We know this.
Because I'm the type that if I do have that moment with you and I sleep with you, if the shit is whack, like, I'm telling my friend, like, yeah, that nigga dick is whack. Like, I've had an experience where I actually liked a guy. And I slept with him.
Me too.
And then the shit was whack. Where I'm like, hey, yo, I gotta go. Like, I'm putting my shoes on and I'm walking out the door. And he like, oh, you about to leave? Do you not see me walking out this door? Like, why is there a question? Like, I'm not going to stay around.
You're Uber downstairs.
If you was really feeling that guy and his sex was trash, you wouldn't talk to him no more.
A while before that. But no, because I just feel like,
so if the sex is trash, you out, right?
Relationship with somebody that
I feel the same way.
No.
Sweetheart.
No, but listen. I got a question.
I'm sitting in the mix.
You don't feel like sex is
sweetheart, but if you like him for him.
You don't think y'all can work on sex? No. Okay.
What you gonna teach
like
a man how to
you
how
can
to
coach different strokes for different folks? You can coach somebody how to please you, right? Mm-hmm. But I
you
feel
ain't
like
do that.
Some stuff you just come to the table with. Like, if I'm sorry, I'm like, okay. So if we lay down and we sleep together and it's like your stroke is whack, okay.
God.
Then it's like.
Lord.
Okay, he's gonna go into the whole head situation.
Oh shit!
And then that's whack, and I'm like, "Hey Mo, you like you're biting me?
Mo,
like, nah,
now
I can't,
from
I can't
Maryland.
Do this.
Biting me?
Oh, she's really from Maryland.
Biting me?
Yeah, like I'm I can't B-ball. Do. And then I just feel like, how can I have a relationship? Because I know I'm a sexual being.
Yeah.
Okay.
Me too.
And I know that for me, it's not going to be, oh, I'm waiting until marriage to have sex.
But
it's
my
just
thing
not.
Is
so it's like,
oh, Lord.
If I'm talking to you and it's just so trash that I don't think you could come back from this, I'm not even going to waste my time or yours.
My thing is this.
Hold
though.
If it's, especially if it's.
Like, you couldn't wait for marriage, is what I'm saying.
No.
I personally don't think
no.
So.
I feel like this,
I
though,
just wanted to know.
But maybe what you don't like is what somebody else liked before you. That's why I said
and that's
something
possible.
You could,
if you like
but you,
being
you're not willing to work on it.
Who the fuck
because
bitch
you?
Like
you? You gotta
like
remember,
you're
not you
willing
like
to build
that
up
is what she's saying. You're not willing to work
on
that?
This would always go back to.
It wasn't the best situation. And it's like, okay, I can kind of teach you, but it's some people you just can't teach. Like, it's just like you're grown and you don't,
but you
don't know how to
do
simple steps.
Okay.
Listen.
Hold on. Hold.
Hey, Michelle definitely did say
can we get the guys to speak for a minute? Can we get the guys to speak for a minute?
You can't raise a man.
Listen, I hear.
Oh, God.
I hear all y'all, but one, it goes back to one thing and one thing always. It comes down to communication.
Hello.
Nyla, you just said a man should know how to how I'm gonna know how to please you. This is our first time laying down together.
Exactly.
I need to ask you what you like, and then you need to reciprocate that and tell me what you like, so then I could perform it.
Or if you're not telling me,
we gotta talk.
Or if you're not telling me, at least moan.
Hold on.
It's certain.
But I agree with what she said, because I'm not gonna lie, if a girl tell me she a virgin, I'm not going to fuck with her. Like, I don't care how. I'm not. I promise you.
Who is saying that in 2019? And I'm a good person.
Some people say that. Some people be like, yo, I got one body.
One at a time. One at a time.
Hold on.
One at a time. One at a time. One at a time.
Hold on, for the dudes, for the dudes.
Insecure. The woman who plays Molly is a virgin.
For the dudes.
Yes, she is.
She's a virgin.
She is. You watch Insecure?
And she's the most over-sexualized character on the show.
The TV show.
Hold on, Issa?
Do you watch Insecure?
Issa's best friend is a virgin.
In real life, she's a virgin. In real life. So she says. I mean, granted, nobody knows.
I was thinking that, but I ain't gonna be an asshole. She go all the way up to, but I will say, no, wait.
She acting, she like.
I will say that, okay, I'm a woman that's 26 years old. It's one thing to not be experienced at 17, 18. But for me, it's like, if I'm meeting somebody and they like my age and you don't even know how to give head.
Cunnilingus.
Why am I going to keep talking to you? I can't preach. Do that. You might not know how to please me, but you know how to do something.
That's fair, though.
Okay. That ain't fair because wait, hold on. That ain't fair. Because some niggas take a long time to get to the NBA, but once they get to the NBA, they rocking.
It's unattractive. Like,
well, I don't got time
to. We don't know how to do.
You a non-G-League ass nigga.
Lila, say your piece. Say your piece, Nah.
No, I'm just saying it's a little unattractive. You don't know how to do things in the bed. Like when she said giving head. When I said don't know how to please me, I mean in that aspect, not just like.
Okay.
Giving head the right way. Don't be going buck wild on my shit. Like, you know what I'm trying to. I've had that experience, especially when it comes to kissing. If you can't kiss, I can't talk.
Oh, I can't even rap with you if you can't kiss. That's the most important thing.
That's a case to case basis.
Big old turn on.
That's a case to case basis, though. Mm-mm. Because it's something you might not like that the person before you might have liked.
Right.
You might be like, what the fuck are you doing? But somebody else might have liked it. It's a case to case basis. You can't just expect somebody to know what you like and do what you like the first time around. But that's shifting, giving head, fucking you, even talking to you, anything. It'd be anything.
Hold on, let me go right quick. So it's like, so it's like one instance I know a shorty that. She just loved to be fucked hard, talk all that dirty shit to her and all that. But it's like another shorty, like she might like that shit slow, take your time with her and all that. But you might be used to the dogging the motherfucker out. Like, I'm not even gonna lie to you. You digging her out. And that's what she likes. She liked being talked to her like that and all that.
And that's fair, but I'm saying where it's like I'm trying to teach you the basics.
Nah, you don't got. No, hold on.
But you give them
the blueprint. Like, don't. So what I say is, you fuck them three times and they should know how you like it by now.
Yeah.
Three times.
Right, but what she's saying is this. Like, okay, let me make it in basketball terms.
What she's saying is
this nigga can't shoot at all.
At all.
Like his jumper, like, okay, like, Ben Simmons doesn't have a good outside like jump shot, but he can score. This nigga can't put the ball in the hole at all.
At all.
Can't score. Period.
That's what
you're
I'm
in the
saying.
NBA to score. And he can't make a layup. Like, if I can't teach you to do this. Okay. This nigga, you have no chance.
Yeah.
That's what she's saying. You can't do the basics.
Think about it. A lot of times, men feel like they're doing something because the woman lied or was faking it or whatever. Somebody guessed they head up to think that this was okay, whether it was or not.
Well, sometimes it was okay to them.
About orgasms and be fake moaning and all that stuff. You got gassed up to think you was.
Y'all gotta stop doing that shit.
All you gotta do is grab that motherfucking head.
Y'all gotta stop gassing us, niggas. If we not giving y'all what y'all need, tell us.
You cannot blame the man for a woman gassing him up and making.
Right, but if we not giving y'all look. All right, well let me say this for the community.
Hold on, one at a time.
I put this on my life. Every single woman that you have fucked has not been sexually satisfied, and I know that for a fact.
Hold up.
That ain't a fact.
Every single woman from beginning to today, they were not satisfied. I know that for a fact. Because different women like different things, and you don't know that going into something without somebody communicating that to you.
One of them was, but we won't name her.
Whatever. Y'all can be unrealistic in this room.
Can I talk?
I haven't had a good...
Can the guys talk for a minute?
At the age of 24, I made a rule. after sex, I will tell you if you're not satisfied.
Listen.
I've been
telling niggas wait.
Can we? Can the guys talk?
Can we make a rule in here? Can we make a rule in here? I don't know how y'all get down. However y'all get down with the get down. But if a nigga, N-E-G-U-S, is not satisfying you on the spot.
I don't give a hold fuck up. About the
hold,
male ego.
Hold up. Let me talk. Because I always.
Well, we got one girl over here from who put her clothes on and made it clear that she
Hold up. Because I if a nigga.
Let it be now.
Hold up. Can I talk? God damn it. The women going crazy in here right now. We need them to relax. Hormones is going wild right now. Women,
nigga, I blame you. All the fucking drinks you was pouring.
Nigga, I got another bottle. It better be gone before I go. But hold up. Besides that, a nigga should ask, listen.
Thank you.
What did I do wrong? What did I always ask.
Thank you.
What do you like?
Thank you.
We get into I can show them right. Wait.
Hold on. Did I miss
something? We can demonstrate it right now.
You a good head. All right,
but wait.
Wait a minute.
What did I do?
Time out. Time out.
You
there's
a good
need,
head
there's
giver?
Water
wait a
needed.
Minute. Yeah, I am.
Relax.
Okay. Good head giver.
Relax.
Daniel.
I know where to click at.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Let me say, I
know what I'm doing.
That there have been times where I have said, you know.
I get into it.
You saying three much right now, bro.
Well, I hope you find him.
Three much, bro. But to his original point, before you started wilding, it is our responsibility, I feel like, as a man, to ask after, or even during, like if you're like, you good, or am I doing something wrong? You want me to do X, Y, and Z?
That's
but especially
true.
after the fact, whether it's like immediately after might be OD, but if you don't ask immediately after, you know what I mean? On your ride home, you know what I mean? When you get to the crib, were you good? Were you satisfied?
Post-sex conversations are important.
Very much so.
Yes. Very it's not pillow talk.
No.
Like some of men do like to say, like, oh, this is pillow talk. No.
Nah.
It's a real it's community. It's
right.
It's a sexual community at that point.
Because me and you have
exchanged sexual energy.
Absolutely.
So we need to have that conversation.
Until LaShawn's
point. Were you
point.
Satisfied?
Exactly.
Were you unsatisfied? What made you feel uncomfortable?
What could be worked on?
Yes.
What could be worked on?
Do you want to continue this?
What could be worked on?
Yeah,
if not,
exactly.
Let it be known.
Do you want to keep going?
To LaShawn's
do you want
to
stop?
To LaShawn's point, I think the blunt way to say it is just y'all need to not be afraid to potentially hinder our egos by letting us know what we did wrong.
I'm not afraid to destroy the male ego
because
I don't think they've ever been afraid to destroy our ego.
I'm not talking about any of the five women in here. I'm saying as a whole, because like you said, women fake orgasms, do this and the third. So there's women out there that do this.
But men are afraid to degrade us. Men are afraid to be like, I want you to choke on my dick.
She said,
who?
Are not afraid.
Not
who
even,
the fuck
no,
is
she
you?
No, she said they are not afraid.
Who?
That's not even. Yo,
who?
Bring
time
it back.
Out.
Bring
you
it back.
You gotta ask me to choke on the dick.
Time
that
out.
Already happening.
Bring,
who?
Yo, Nyla's
butt.
Whoa.
They're not afraid.
We gotta bring it back. We gotta bring it back.
I'm not afraid for you to tell me what
right
you
now.
Need for you.
Yo, please.
You need to be aggressive with what you want too, beloved.
Yo,
I'm
Warren. Yo, we gotta bring it back because that wasn't even remotely my point. Like, remotely my point at all.
But I'm just saying.
We was on Earth.
To
you
point
took it to
that we take it to it.
You
I
took
know
it to
am nipple I wrong?
Yeah, I know. All right,
Brooke,
get
your shit
men
off, Brooke.
Men do literally degrade women like this. Don't be afraid to shy away from it. It's true.
T, we know this, but we're not touching on that. We're not going that deep right now. We're not going that deep right now.
I'm scared, but go ahead, Brooke. Go ahead.
So what I was going to say is, I have been in situations where I'm not afraid to say, you know, that just didn't work for me.
Right.
I've been in situations where I'm mid-situation and my face is just like,
be watching Martin like, ha, ha, ha.
No, I'm not watching anything but the ceiling. Like, damn. And then it's like, yeah, so how was it? And it's just like, I've told an ex of mine, you're just not pleasing me sexually anymore. Mm. He took that as, oh, I guess I'm just not it for you. And it's like, no, but it's just like, you're not open to the conversation, but I'm telling you, whatever you're doing is not doing anything for me. So I feel like a lot of men take that as that's hurtful, but that's just,
but the truth hurts sometimes. Yeah, it is what it is.
I don't know about y'all, but I'm really into Megan Thee Stallion.
Mm. Ooh, yeah. As you touched on earlier, so knees.
Aquarius.
She got one lyric that says, you know I ain't come, boy, if you had to ask me. Like, because I feel like period. For a woman, it's known when she's coming.
Facts.
So if you got to ask, you didn't do your job.
Right.
And I had to tell him, like, you're just not pleasing me anymore.
I can't do that.
You can't say.
I'll just walk away. I won't say you're not
pleasing
me.
I have to let you know.
See, I have a big heart, and that's all.
How are you growing if I don't let you know?
Yeah.
Even if she don't work for me anymore.
She's an Aquarius woman just like me. And a lot of people don't realize is that Hot Girl Summer was about self-love. It was not about...
It wasn't about being a hoe.
Exactly. Yeah. And a lot of women... her birthday's 3 days after mine. Yeah. A lot of women did not understand her movement. I don't even really listen to Meg Thee Stallion like that, but I listened to her enough to know what her message was.
Right.
And it really was mostly all about self-love and taking care of yourself in a healthy way. And understanding, like, listen, you do not have to deal with another male's energy.
In order to be a boss,
In order to be a boss, in order to take care of yourself. Because a lot of times... we've been subjected to this 1950s thinking that, oh, I'm not going to be the best that I can be. I'm not going to be my greatest version without this man here with me, without me having a husband by my side. You can be all of those things without that man being by your side whatsoever. If that was the case, my mom wouldn't have her degree. You know what I'm saying? Like, to me, for me, it really is about self-love, like she said. It's not about, you know, sitting up here being a hoe or playing around or playing games or doing any of that. It's about really focusing on what you care about for you.
People
will distract you constantly and tell you that's not what you meant to be worried about, but that's bullshit.
I actually want to talk on the subject. What is wrong with being a housewife?
I actually
want to know what is wrong with being a housewife. That's how I grew up, and that's how I was raised.
Hold on.
Let me, before y'all even speak, I want to actually know what is wrong with being a housewife, taking care of the house, the man pays the bills. What is wrong with that?
There's nothing wrong with it, but it becomes a problem when you limit women to that.
No, okay.
If you're only limiting to us to just being housewives, that's where the problem comes in. But if a woman and a man, you know, husband and wife agree that this is what the woman wants to do, da, 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 that's fine. But when you limit a woman to just taking care of home, that's when it becomes a problem.
So what do you mean by limiting?
When you say a woman can't take care of home and go to work, that's when it becomes a problem.
So what she basically is saying is, if you got a woman, you got two, you know what I mean, you got one on your hip, you know what I'm saying? She got a degree, she got skills, she got a passion, and you just telling, like, go raise Junior and, like, cook my steak, that's a problem.
But
basically is, like, the problem with that is when men say, yo, be a housewife, you just stay in the crib. And when that's a problem, because at the end of the day, like, you're actually limiting a human being from reaching their full potential.
You're giving them a label.
No, I'm not saying you are, but when you tell a woman to be a housewife, like, yo, you about to have mad kids, you know what I mean? You going to feed them and shit and raise them, and that's it. You're actually limiting a woman's potential to be what she truly can be.
Can I make a point real quick? You asked a room full of women a question,
yes.
And this man felt like he should answer for us.
that's a problem. We didn't ask you that. He asked us that.
Talk about
we
it.
Didn't need you to speak for us. And you said it wrong. It was wrong.
Okay,
you
just so sat that so one again, out. What?
So answer it. Answer it.
Man, okay. I did answer already. I did
so
before he felt like he should interrupt.
I would oh say, like I've mentioned before,
yes,
I am a woman who does everything on her own. Okay?
Congratulations.
So, I feel like if I meet a guy who says, you know, let me take care of you. First off, I don't know how to let a man take care of me. That's number one. Because I only know how to take care of myself. But I don't like my job enough that it's like, you know what? I might let him go ahead and do what he needs to do. But it's just one of those things like, okay, if I'm going to let him take the lead and it's like I'm going to take care of home, at the end of the day, I want it to be where it's like, all right, she don't have to necessarily work a 9-to-5, but I'm going to make a way for her to do what it is that she really wants to do.
Something you're passionate about.
Yeah.
Something
you okay. Like, don't just expect me to be home washing your clothes and cooking your meals.
No, that's not what I'm asking. So, just from personal experience, so, like, my father, he takes care of all the bills. Takes care of all the bills. You can do whatever you want. Got 5 kids, me, my 5 brothers and sisters. You can do whatever you want. Just take care of the kids. That's all I'm asking you to do. Now, if you want to get a job,
that's okay.
That's okay.
Okay, because there's some people like, who's women, like, no, I just want you to be home all the time.
No, he doesn't want you to be home all the time. So women, I mean, we got 5 kids. Mm-hmm. So me,
that's,
my brothers,
that's
my sisters.
Than paying for daycare.
Yeah, so you taking care of daycare. If you want to get a job, by all means. Like, she had a job before, but you don't need a job. Bills is already paid. So that's just how I grew up. So what's wrong with that now in today's society?
To me, it's nothing wrong with that because I say all the time, like, I wish I could be out. Like, I don't want to work for you. I don't want to do what I'm doing now.
Okay.
If I could do what I want to do.
Yeah, do
and
what
it's
you
like
dream.
Like, you going to help me get to that.
Okay.
Ooh, but I don't want to sit at a 9-to-5 all day.
Exactly.
So it's just like I would be okay with that if I knew that the opportunity to do what it is that I want to do or the growth that I want to get to is there. But I don't ever want a man to feel like, oh, I'm the man, so I'm supposed to do
no,
all
and
this
that,
and you just have to
when stop. You get married and that and before shit went disaster, when they was married, that's how it was because it's not me anymore. It's us. It's us and we're a team. So it's just not you doing your own thing. I'm doing my own thing. I'm belittling you. It's we as a team. So we're equal. Mm-hmm. And that's how it should be when we're married because I married you for a reason. You get me?
Yeah, I get what you're saying because I see that. I know we talked about social media, but I see that on social media. It's like, well, the man says he's going to do this. And so they be like, well, that's gender roles. I don't have a problem with gender roles, quotation marks. I don't have a problem with gender roles if it's just like you're not. Oh, you're the woman, so you have to cook dinner, or so you have to
I'm not gonna lie.
Wash dishes, or you have to do my laundry.
I'm not gonna lie.
You don't cook.
I cook. Okay,
Queen.
I cook, but I would rather a woman to cook. I would rather women.
Can I just say, Von?
I can cook.
Hold up. Wait a minute.
I will throw down.
Wait a minute.
But I would hate. I would hate to cook.
Can I just say, Von can cook up some dishes? Okay.
Let me say.
Why?
Can Thank cook you. Up.
He wants some
county
fairs with his
shit.
Macaroni and cheese.
I appreciate
why
it.
Why do these? It. Why do the labels even matter to begin with? Right. Why do the labels even matter to begin with? You said to me that your father was the person. Oh, you could do whatever you want. Just, you know, take care
Throw
of the bills.
The bacon.
So his label is the provider. That's his label.
So I seen a meme on Instagram the other day. So And I said I couldn't do it. I could not. So the meme was, if a woman made $400,000 a year, and a man worked at Foot Action and made $40,000 a year, could you live like that? I said, fuck them. You got me fucked up. What?
Is it because you think she's better than you?
No, I can't do
you?
It.
No, but you're the provider.
She deserves better. I can't do it.
I'm, you're the provider, if I'm making
I'm not the provider. I'm making $40,000. You making $400,000. I can't do it. You want another bankroll?
That is a whole. That's a whole reach.
And she was like,
that's
"You
a
can't
whole reach though." That's a big 40 to 400.
You
that's
another
a reach.
Tax bracket, but fuck.
That's a couple tax brackets.
Because at that point,
brackets.
He's a dependent.
That's
that's why I said, why does the label matter?
That's several tax brackets.
As a man,
face say what you want.
As
say.
A man, I will
as
not.
Man,
I will.
No,
as a man, I personally, like, even my middle school teacher, he was like, yo, could you honestly be a houseman? Like, you in the cooking, cleaning, all that. I could personally not do that. I would feel some type of way if my woman.
Have you ever seen Mr. Mom?
No. And I couldn't. I couldn't do that.
That switch up. That switch up could happen any moment in your life. That's the reason why I asked you. Have you ever seen that movie? Because that's a prime example of what happens in a household. Not even a white woman or anything. Just a household. Just imagine one day you get fired, and then your wife has to be the one to be the breadwinner. And then you're the one at home having to take care of everything. That was the plot of Mr. Mom.
I can't get fired, but this goes I won't do it.
But that was the switch up. That's what happened. That was the case.
I get it. I won't do it.
At the beginning of our conversation, we were talking about how things change or how things get passed on from generation to generation. You got to think, years ago, women weren't even working. Men were taking care of the home. And that's a mindset that gets passed on to your kids and their kids and their kids. So it's not a matter of why does it matter. That's what you were taught. You were taught that a man is supposed to take care of the household. That's what you were taught. It's not that, I wouldn't even call it an ego thing. It's just a mental thing. You were taught that.
It's just embedded in it.
Because in the 1950s, it all switched. At that point, we didn't have any options. We had to work.
That's what I'm saying. Even after that, women were still being stay-at-home moms and taking care of home and the kids and cooking and cleaning and not working. It's not.
I'm not saying that y'all need to cook and clean and all
me
that.
Me and you are on the
just,
same page.
Mm-hmm. I just personally feel like a man is supposed to take care of their woman, and that's just how I took care.
But taking care of is outside of financial. You can take care of.
No, I'm taking it. I
like that.
Taking care of emotionally, mentally.
Why do you have to be obligated to do that?
Right. Because I feel like, all right, so I meet somebody.
You should be taking care of yourself before anything.
Right.
Yeah, no, hold on. Go ahead first.
I feel like, all right.
You got to talk into the mic.
I feel like Tia Mari and her husband, Corey.
I don't know who
broke.
That is.
Corey was broke when he met, you know, Tia and Tamara.
Oh, Tia. Okay.
Right.
Sister.
Corey was broke when he met Tia, but Tia saw something in him that said, you know what? I'm going to hold him down until he could build himself up. I'm all for that. I don't believe that it should be roles. I just feel like I don't necessarily want a man that's not trying. But, like, Corey was trying. He just didn't. She started as a childhood actress. He started as a grown adult that's searching for acting. So she's like, I'm going to hold you down till you get to where you need to be. I still don't feel like he's where she's been because she's Tia Mari. But she saw something in him that's like, okay, you know what? I'll let you, you know, go to your auditions. I'll still make the money, and we'll work this out. But they, like, she really
a lot of women go off potential in the man.
Yeah,
a lot of women go off potential. Yes, a lot of black men.
A woman's love is the best love you can get.
Hold on.
A black woman's love is the ultimate love you can get.
A black woman goes off a lot of potential off a man. And that's why they give them a lot of benefit of the doubt. So you see, oh, man, he could be such a great dude. And he has to.
Women be knowing.
He basically has to prove it to you. And then that's why a lot of them, you go through all these trials and tribulations for him. And he doesn't, basically, he doesn't. He doesn't basically add up to what you think he could be until you see it. Right. And then some of them, they can be what you see it to.
I'm all for a man that's trying. I'm not for a man that's like, okay, she got it, so I'm going to let her do it. Like, and I'll
I mean,
say
a man should never be like
that.
I know, that's not a man to me. That's not a man to me.
And I'll say this as, normally in my life, every time I've dated, they've been a little step above me. But I've been on a dating site or whatever, and I met a dude that's like, you know, like, I work, but I ain't got no car, so if we go out, like, you got to drive. Like, well, what are you doing to get a car? Like, I'm not upset at the fact that you don't have a car, but the fact that you, like, well, that's on you. If you want to go out, like,
I'm going to stop you there. So, if he say he doesn't have a car, because I didn't have a car for a while, but I had a lot of money. So if he says, I'm going to pay for everything, is that fine?
What are you trying to do to get a car?
So that's
are you working towards getting that? Or is it just like, you know, every time we go out, I'm going to need your wheels.
No.
I'm not even trying.
But you don't look at dates as like an even exchange. So maybe what if every time
so
I do go
every
out,
time
drive,
we go,
but
he
treating you. Every single time, it's an even exchange. It's an even exchange. So maybe
it's
he don't.
It's a win-win situation.
Maybe he don't have a car right now. Maybe he is saving to get a car.
I'm okay with right now, but I've met people who's like,
But he paid for everything else.
That's my.
But he paid for everything else.
Exactly. It's an even exchange. Okay.
That's not an even exchange.
He treating me. I'm fed. Maybe I'm drunk.
And he put gas in your
whatever
tank.
Whatever you want me to do, exactly.
You
it's
could take
exchange.
Me out on a date on a bus, though, and I still be appreciative. No. But
on a bus? I'm too bougie to get on a bus.
Wait. Like I said, you
I'm
could
not
take me
on
out
a
on
bus.
A date. You could take me out on a date on a bus, and I'd still be appreciative.
I mean, man,
it was
yo,
because
no.
you made the effort.
Y'all been going left and right
to
hella topics
to
past like 40
yeah,
minutes.
You
I know, right?
Ambition.
Off me.
I need the ambition
all Brooke was
time.
Saying.
You could take me out on a date on a bus, but I need the ambition to know that eventually we going to be in a car.
Yo, truthfully, all Brooke was saying is that if a situation is like that, she's not degrading or disregarding the dude if he actually is paying for the date. If he's y'all going to the movies, he paying for the tickets, this and the third, blah blah blah
it's
blah.
All the effort.
It's all she was really talking about. All right, you don't have a car, but the specific example she was talking about. This nigga didn't have a car. He didn't have anything working towards to get a car. But she didn't say maybe this nigga don't even got a job. Y'all added. Four other variables avoiding this point that she was making.
So, we don't know why he don't have a car. Maybe his car just got totaled. Maybe he dealing with other financial shit.
Hold on.
We don't know why this nigga don't have a car.
But you cannot. She knows.
It's all circumstantial.
Yes, that's true. That's true. But I'm saying, if a situation is like I said, if you meet me and I'm like, yo, this and the third, I don't have a car, I don't have a job.
No, she said he has a
job.
Did she?
She did.
Oh, God.
He has a job. Yeah. He just don't got a car.
Okay. But at the same time, it's like, if he's saying we can go out, but that's on you, it's up to you if we want to go out. And she didn't say he said, I'll pay for the date. She's saying he said it's on her.
The
it's
dude
on
said
her.
It's on me.
Not to
so
pay for
hold
nothing.
On. So I,
no, he
I
said
give a
if
better
you
example.
Go
if
out,
we
want to
go out,
on
it's on you.
Only because
that's
you
what
have
she
the
said.
Wheels, not because he's saying you got to pay
for I give a better example. I give
well,
it a better
her,
example.
What was he saying that he would pay for shit? You're saying if we want to go out
did
and
you
do shit, period.
Well, we didn't go out because he didn't have a car. Wow. Well, for me, it was just like, he was just like, oh, I want to go out. It was not necessarily, I want to take you out and show you a good time. Oh, I want to go out. What you trying to do? No okay. Right. And then it's it's also like, you know, if you want to take me out, I feel like you can plan something. Like you've already asked me, what is it that you like to do? So I've told you a list of things that you like to do. Well, if you want to go out, it's on you, because I don't have no car, so.
I feel like you capping, because a lot of women don't know what they want to do.
I can always tell
if you could pay for my Uber, like we can go out women, anywhere.
You be like, man, oh, nigga, you tell them, yo, what you want to do?
Women be knowing what they want to do before you know what you want to do.
I know what I want. I want to go
but
to
they
the
be knowing what they want to do they before you even think
you
about it.
You might not want to do what I want to do.
Right, but they already, but wait, what I'm saying is, what I'm saying is I got gamed by someone older than me. Mm-hmm. Women be knowing what they want to do before you. So, like, that's out the question.
I know they do.
Women already ahead of us. But they already know.
No, but if you don't tell me what you want to do, oh, shit, I want to go
right,
to
they already know. Like, right, no. They already know. If anyone disagrees with me, help me. They already know. Mm-hmm. They want to see what you going to do to figure that out.
No, I'm not going to figure it out. So we just going, I'm going to lose.
Oh, y'all have an idea.
If you invite me somewhere, are you like, oh, I want to go out with you. Have something planned. Even if it's something small, even if it's something simple. Like, let's go get some food.
They like planning.
You don't have nothing planned. I ain't going.
They like what.
I'm not going.
They like structure.
Because you don't have nothing planned,
so you tell me
I am not going.
Okay. Wow.
I believe with anything, some type of plan should be set in stone. If you don't have no plans for me, when it comes to us going out on a date, if you hit me up last minute, I'm not going.
So who's trying to go to the moon?
Anytime a dude has hit me up last minute, I'm not going.
Next week.
I am not going. Because you don't have respect 12:30,
my rocket should be out by 12 o'clock.
You hitting me up Saturday. Out the blue like, hey, yo, say you want to chill? No, I don't want to chill.
Wow.
No, it's the last minute. That's you should have hit me up the day before.
Wow.
You should have had respect for my time.
Oh, shit.
Because I have respect for your time. I can hit you up the day before and say, hey, do you
want to
hang out?
Right now. You can come see
me. Even
if
you don't want to hang out the day before, at least I gave you notice the day before.
This
I'm not hitting you up the day of asking you what's up.
This be my thing, right?
Yeah.
So, I want to take you out, right? So, you already started the question. I want to take you out. Okay, sure. What do you want to do? Or what time? Well, I don't really know what to do, so what you trying to do? Like, that already is going to throw me off because you just said you want to take me out.
Okay.
So it's just like, if you want to take a woman out, have something in mind. And I feel like a lot of guys get lost in, oh, I got to spend a bunch of money.
No, I don't.
No, because I feel like.
I take a walk in the park.
What? I feel like we start can go a cocktails and conversations
we
group
can go
for women.
We could go to paint night. We
listen,
can
hold
walk
up,
around, do
hold
this.
Up.
We can get
a, I like
we
to eat.
Eat. We can, I
we
like
going,
to eat.
We
I like
go
to
somewhere
eat too.
To eat.
I like to eat.
You know what I mean?
Okay, I can put food away.
For all my fellas out there, for all y'all who's listening, you know where you can never, ever go wrong? Listen, fellas, if you ever offer to take a woman to the gym, you'll never be wrong.
Never, ever. Because you'll change her life.
Look, wait.
Where are they?
And let me educate you, brothers, why.
Who
listen,
wants to be
listen,
my gym buddy?
Wait, listen. And women, please, if I'm wrong, stop me. I know you are. There's not a woman out here who doesn't want to be somewhat physically fit and active.
Snatched.
Right?
Snatched.
Okay.
Number
okay.
one. Number two,
where
because
are
of the
friend?
Environment that the gym provides, where niggas be looking at women when they got their little Nike spandex on. I see you, but I see you from afar.
That's
it
a
would be
creepy,
nice.
By the
wait,
way.
Wait. It would be nice a for a woman to go to the gym knowing that she's somewhat protected by someone that she's with so she won't catch those looks.
You can go
so she,
anywhere
wait.
With a man and feel like you're somewhat protected because of the fact that you're with this person.
Why are you
that's
so
one.
Aggressive?
Right.
No, because
why are you so
the
aggressive?
Gym is in my opinion, is not a good first date. Some people.
I didn't say a good first date. I just said a place to go.
Variables. That's what I'm talking about. So you adding variables.
What you say then? Tell me what you said.
It's just a place to, like, if you want something, like, if you, you know what I mean? You conversing with a girl, you feeling out, y'all liking each other. Yo, let's go to the gym. You'll never be wrong.
There's a couple machines there that are in the gym that are a little bit over sexualized.
No, I know with you.
And me saying, personally,
it is like the hip abductors joint.
I've been using it too. Doing my own thing, and I've had men approach me in a way where it's just like, "Hey, yo, bro." Like I was.
But I will tell you this, as a man, if I see a chick. Oh, not chick. A woman working out with or with in the company of another man, I'm automatically looking like the other way. It's a no-go. It's done bun. So, fellas, I ain't saying first or second date, but I'm saying maybe Tuesday or Wednesday night where y'all both got some free time. Take it to the gym.
And see, I...
To me, that's a unique option.
And it has a long-lasting impression.
Sean, why is that so far-fetched for you?
Whether it's a first date or a 10th date, some people are not comfortable with going to the gym. That's a mental thing. You have to mentally be ready to go to the gym.
Listen,
don't
you're taking it.
Oh, let's go to the gym.
Okay.
The relationship you had. Hold on. Listen.
She's right. It's the relationship you had.
Yo, Dub. Relax. Sean, what I'm saying is, tell him that. You act like you're obligated to go.
His point was, that's a good date. And I'm telling him, he said, correct me if I'm wrong, that is not a good date.
Maybe from his experience it is, but I'm saying
In my experience it's not.
Okay.
It's the relationship you had.
For you don't got to jump down his throat.
From your relationship perspective, that's not a good date.
I was giving him reasons.
Hold on, sweetheart.
If I'm coming to you like, yo, it's second, third week, and I'm like, yo, you know what I mean? Let's go to the gym. You know what I mean? Every other day we've had before prior has been cool. I'm going to the gym today. I want to see you. Boom. All right. Let me ask LaShawn if she want to go to the gym
with me. Exactly. It's about verbiage and how you act.
Okay. But even still, it's exactly. I come to you saying, let's go to the gym together. All you got to tell me is
I might even be offended. Why are you even asking me to go to the gym with you? It's so many things that.
Real quick.
So you're saying that's where I'm getting with it. So you think if I ask you to go to the gym, you think I'm insinuating something that
it's
you need to be there?
It's about how you ask me.
But I'm saying if I ask you to go to the gym, do you think I'm insinuating?
I want to hear what Grundy got to say. So my whole thing out here is like
it all goes back to communication. Yep. And what if you communicate to him like, hey, I want to work on my body image, and then 2 weeks down the line, I'm like, yo, let's go to the gym. I want to tone up. You want to get snatched?
Of course, I'm fucking with that. If I verbalize that and say that to you, come out of nowhere like, oh, we
so I think that's what it all goes to the communication part.
Like, damn,
I ain't gonna be on the first date like, yo, let's go to the gym, because you're gonna be like, what the fuck? He calling me fat?
Like I said, it could be the first date or the 10th date. I might be like, what the fuck?
Right. It just all goes back to communication. For real.
Can I say something real quick?
I would say that does depend on how the person perceives it, but it's just like, if they're asking me as a woman, well, what is it that you like to do? If the gym is something that he likes to do and he's like, let's go to the gym. Like, why is it any different that, okay, if you like to go eat, but I like to go work out, what difference is that as a woman versus a man? Like, if you like to go eat, okay, you could tell me like, yeah, I like to eat. So he could say, okay, well, our first date is going out to eat. But if he says, I like to go to the gym, let's meet at the gym. Let's get to know each other at the gym. Like, what difference is that? I don't think that's
balance.
Because it's about presentation. Because it could be like, oh, this person is into going to the gym. We can go to the gym together. Da, 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 da. But if a person come to you, like, maybe you're real skinny, and they be like, oh, you could use a meal. Let's go out to eat. It's about presentation.
Yes.
I get both sides because. I get both sides because it's like, not a lot of women like going to the bar. I like going to the bar. I like the drink.
Me too.
I like doing that. So, but not a, you all right, sweetheart? You good? Okay. So not a lot of women like going to the bar, going out, drinking, anything like that. But so y'all saying the gym. I go to the gym too. So if you say, oh, we should go to the gym together, so it's saying like, oh, you're kind of big or whatever.
I just think going to the gym just has a long-lasting impression, because even if y'all, you and that person, whether y'all was boyfriend, girlfriend, just friends, you still have those same tactics. All right, I don't got to go to the gym with that person no more, but I need to do these ab workouts,
yeah,
these squats. So it's healthy impressions that you leave into that person.
When you go into the gym, like, honestly, a lot of people feel like you're better than yourself. Mm-hmm. Honestly, I hate it. But I do go to the gym, right. But I hate it every right. fucking day. Right. I go to the gym every day, and I fucking hate it.
And see, for me, I tell people I love fitness.
You love it? I hate it.
I love fitness.
Why do I got to lift this heavy ass weight?
So it's just like, I would love for somebody to say, let's meet at the gym. Because then for me, I want to be like, oh, yeah, I'm going to show off a little bit. Like, I be lifting weights. Like, so for me, it's like, that's a good date.
Right.
But I feel like people take gym as a negative connotation. Like, I'm saying that we want to go to the gym because I think you're fat. Or I'm saying I want to go to the gym because I think you're way too skinny. That's just, I think the gym is something that we put a negative connotation on. And maybe because I just love fitness enough to say, like, the gym is not always a bad thing. Like, you can really go to the gym, show somebody news, show somebody something that they never done. And it's a good way to talk. Like, if you go to a good gym, not Planet Fitness, because I feel like Planet Fitness is a pussy gym. No offense to people who go to Planet Fitness.
Shots fired.
But I feel like if you're somebody who's really into working out and you go to a certain gym, it's never really packed like a Planet Fitness. So it really does leave time to talk, because for me, I hate the movies. Mm-hmm. No offense. I hate going to the movies on a date because I feel like I can't get to know you because we're sitting for an hour and a half at a movie. I can't talk to you.
You talk
so
after?
I can't. But it's just like, well, what are we doing after? If the
she's
kind of
like
the
we wasted an hour and a half.
Have,
I feel that now. Yeah.
What do we have after? Like at the gym, in between sets, we can talk. We can get to know each other. Even if you're not a gym person. Right. Even if you're not a gym person, it's just like I have more of a intimate setting with you where it's just me and you one-on-one. You don't have to be into the gym
right.
to say, you know what, let me throw on some sweats and some tennis shoes and meet this person at the gym, because that's a time where we can talk. Even if we don't do no nothing. Working out for real, or we just in a gym playing around, if you don't go to a gym that's Planet Fitness, again, I don't like Planet Fitness, if you, it's quiet. Like the gym I go to today, I went today.
We go Edge?
No, I go to Snap.
Oh, all right.
I go to Snap. So today, it was only five people in there. And of course, I'm in there by myself. But it's like if I was in there with somebody, whether we worked out or not, that's still just a time for us to talk.
Right. One-on-one time, right? Intimate time. Quality time.
I don't feel like going to the gym is a good date for the first date. Like, I think going to the gym is better when you're in a relationship.
Right.
Your first couple of dates, you should be trying to show me what you're working with. So it's not really
talking
like
to the mic. This is the first time you spoke all night. Talking to the mic.
It's not
please.
Going to the gym and we working out. Like, we need to go out and get to know each other. And I feel like in the gym, we're comfortable with each other. We're in a relationship. What happens if I'm in the gym and I'm insecure about my body? And now you just. Right. Exactly. So. Your first couple
that.
Of dates should be
that.
Like.
I feel right. that, but yeah. I understand you're vulnerable. But what if he's comfortable with how you look?
He's comfortable with how I look. I don't give a fuck how he's comfortable about how I look. If I don't like how I look.
But at the same time, right? I feel that. But at the same time, you're in the gym. You can work on getting to the body image that you want.
Can you take the mic, please?
Understand.
That's,
yeah.
That's how I feel mentally about myself. It's not up to anybody else to be like, oh, you look fine, or I like how you look, or da 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 da. The gym, that's so intimate and vulnerable right. to me, in my opinion. That's some boyfriend girlfriend shit.
I understand that, but at the same time, why wait to boyfriend girlfriend when I wanna even if we're
what
just.
What if I wanna go to the gym by myself?
I understand that.
What if I don't wanna go with you?
The relationship that you have with you delegates the relationship that you have with other people.
I understand that, but what I'm just trying to point out, I'm just trying to make
beloved,
is that, like,
you and
I'm first getting to know
walks
you.
In the park. You know what I mean? make sure you bring a good book or some good music.
So I love a good like book. I love to read.
Children of Blood and Bone is a great book.
I just but feel like point,
bless let's read let me finish my point real quick. So, talk about Beloved so much, let's read it.
So the point I'm just trying to make is like, you're getting to know someone and you go to the gym together, trying to make that long lasting impression. Like, I want you to have a healthy lifestyle. So when we are together, we have a healthy lifestyle, not wait until we're together to have that healthy lifestyle. That's what I'm trying to say. Like,
and that could just be something that you like to do. So that's why I feel like, what difference is it if I say, oh, I like to bowl. Mm-hmm. And you say, well, I like to go to the gym. What difference is it if it's like, we're just meeting each other and it's like, well, I like to bowl. So you could say, well, let's go to bowling for our first date.
I want to see your world and I want you to see
mine
as well.
But it's like,
yeah.
For you, it's like, well, I might want to go to the gym for my first date or whatever it could be. I just feel like it's what different people like to do.
Exactly.
So what difference is it whether we go bowling or whether we go to the gym?
If
because
I like
could
to bowl,
wear
if I like
stretch
bowling,
pants to the gym.
And the person
I'm with
don't like bowling, we're not going bowling. I don't want
to
do something that you don't like.
But what if that young Thundercat, because I've definitely done that, I'd be like, I ain't with that weird shit. But at times, like, what people don't understand is, or people do, you understand, but people as a whole, like, when you get to know somebody, like, you almost signing yourself off to do something that you probably don't like doing.
Yeah, a lot of times.
So you got to be willing to be like, you know what, man, let me try this shit out. You know what I mean? Like, let me see what's
up. Between trying something and doing something that you don't like, that's two different things.
Like,
but what if you're trying something that you don't like or that you never tried before?
What if
you don't know you don't like
it
if you never tried
it? It's like, I'm trying to get the note.
I mean, there's a lot of people out there that be like, man, fuck broccoli.
Hell
man.
No.
And they never had it.
Hell no, I never did it. Let's do it.
Nigga, broccoli and cheese is good. Fuck what you talking about.
I love broccoli.
Oh, so I was basically saying, honestly, it just becomes between communication between one and another.
Everything goes back to communication.
Yeah, communication. It's just between communication. If you never did anything before, honestly, if I haven't done something before, I really like doing it. That's just between me. That's just me in general. So, like, I've never been to the Grand Canyon before. I don't fucking like hiking and shit like that, but I want to do it just because I never did it before. And I heard,
in order to get to the Grand Canyon, you have to hike.
You have to hike.
You can't see it if you ain't going.
Yeah, hike. And like people told me before, like, oh yeah, they got cabins where you can see the stars and shit.
That's
I want to see that.
That's lit.
Like I never did that before, so I want to see that. So it's just, and if you're in a relationship, it's everything is about compromise. You got to compromise what you want to do, what you cannot do.
Compromise and learn.
Would you be willing to compromise your own happiness for somebody else's happiness, though? And do we have to do that in order to be in a relationship?
Yes. Questions? I feel like that. Yes, you have to.
I don't agree.
I don't agree.
What?
I don't feel like
I don't either.
No. Agree with that?
No, because
I don't either.
Because why
I don't
you,
either.
Why are you compromising Grundy. Your happiness? Because you want the other person to be happy as well. Like, don't compromise. Like, you settle in a sense. Like,
y'all
don't settle.
Both should be happy.
Yeah, y'all both should be agreed. Happy. So don't be like, oh, well, let me take the backstage so you can be happy.
Exactly.
Nah, we're going to be happy
no,
together.
I'm not willing to compromise.
In a relationship,
compromise
you're going to have to compromise,
though.
Yeah, but you can compromise but not compromise your happiness. You
right.
Can compromise yep. To like
you could, no, because look, you could, no, because you could be willing to compromise to get to happiness.
Love
like,
is
you could be like,
all
right,
thing,
if you get yours and I get mine, but we both find a median, then we both happy. Everybody's happy at the end of the day.
So,
like, but you know, it's certain things you just won't do at all.
Period.
Like, it's a done bun. It's certain things my black ass will never ever do at all. It's a wrap. I don't care who wants to do it. Not happening, Jack. So, it's certain things you're not willing to compromise. And if you compromise on those things you just not willing to do, now you're compromising on your true happiness.
But
now, it's certain things. Hold on, wait. It might be certain things that I ain't never really, you know, fucked with it before. We're going to see what's up. I'll compromise and give a little here to see what's up. That's cool. But it's certain things I know right now. If I name them, you like, bro, I'm not doing that. Don't matter.
So, okay. So
even going to therapy.
Right. You said the hell with. So look,
I'm not going to therapy. That's not going to happen.
But what if she's like, but what if she's like,
your girl was
and
like,
ain't no reason why we need to go to therapy. There's no reason why
so
we need to go
to
therapy.
So if you went to therapy, so
even
okay,
if it
you
was your wife.
Example. So,
we can talk it out.
So if you
what if we can't talk it out? What if I want to go to therapy? Look,
let's take that example. You said the hell with therapy. That's cool, son. I still love. And your girl, your old lady was like, we need to go to therapy. She about to compromise on your true happiness. Like, what you going to do?
I wouldn't do that. But I'm giving
But do you
example.
Get what I'm saying? I like, see it's what certain you things saying. You just like, I bro, I'm not doing saying. It.
Yo, what's the time looking like, B?
We almost had 3 12. Hours.
Hold on. I'll be right. Wow. Yeah, we're going to have to change. Y'all want to, what do y'all want to do?
The next topic.
Yeah, that's what I'm ready for.
But I'm saying, y'all want to just keep recording?
We almost on 3
you
hours.
Y'all want to take
it like another episode.
Y'all want to take a break?
We could take a break.
Y'all want to take a break?
All right, I need a smoke break.
Yeah, should we take a break?
All right, if y'all going to
take
a break.
Can we take a smoke break, please? Can we
shout
take
out to
a
Grundy.
Smoke break, please?
So shout out to everybody that came through.
Shout out to Grundy, yo. Man.
We're going to wrap up this episode right now.
I brought the smoke.
Shout out to Vaughn.
Take a break.
Celestial T, relax. Celestial Conversations. It's your boy King Vaughn on the mic, as always.
King
Vaughn.
Grundy and all the guests, as always, thanks for listening. Peace and love. Don't forget to follow us at Celestial_Conversations. Until next time, peace, love, and blessings.